It is Tuesday morning. We catch up with the MCCSC, and there's no better person to do that with than the superintendent, Dr. Judy DeMuth. Dr. DeMuth, good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for joining us. This is one of the very few times we've spoken to you here in 2015 where we don't have some kind of delay or closing or cancellation to worry about. It's kind of refreshing to look out and see the street.
Do you know what? I'm awake, and that's a good thing, because we didn't have to spend the whole night up worrying about weather, so that's always a positive thing. I'd first like to welcome back all of our students, staff, and families. It's kind of been a long haul, and they just came back from spring break, and I hope they had a great week with their families and got re-energized and relaxed and are ready to come back and continue their academics.
And before you know it, we'll be talking about things like graduation and stuff. But we'll leave that for a little bit further down the road. We knew that there was a survey going around that ended right before spring break, or was the Monday of spring break, about how we're going to make up the days from the weather problems we have had. Do we have any conclusion on that? Or are we still taking a look at the results gathered from that?
Actually, we do have a conclusion. Thanks for asking. And right now, our students were to be attending their last day on May 29th. And the survey actually was to say to parents, how do you feel about if we take May 4th? Because we had May 4th and May 5th, which is Election Day, off for students. So our thought was, if we could bring students back on the 4th, that would negate having to attend school on May 29th. And so, yes, the results of the survey did get back, and so we are announcing that students will be in attendance on May 4th rather than May 29th, unless there are more weather-related closings, which we really hope does not happen.
No. Let's just plan on May 4th and do that. How about
that? That's right. Students will be in attendance on May 4th at this point in time, unless there's a weather-related closing. They will not be in attendance on May 29th, and that's really, I think, a more positive situation, and I'm sure those parents who have seniors graduating are very thankful.
I bet they do, because the senioritis at that point is incurable, I believe, is how that works. Now, just to be clear, they'll go Monday, May 4th. They will not go primary Tuesday, correct?
Correct. Because that is correct.
Schools are primary locations, and you can't have the people in the security and everything else going on with that. So we don't want to confuse anybody. And a great spot to find all this is mccsc.edu.
Superintendent DeMuth, we've got a thing. I can't pronounce it, but it's some tiles on the floor, and it's energy, and it's really amazing. Can you pronounce it and tell me what it is
tiles
that's going on at South?
This is like a game show. Sounds like three syllables.
Do you know what? We pronounce that in every way possible, but I'm going to take a guess and say Pavegen. And so I'm really excited that this evening our teacher, Mrs. Amanda Fagola, will be here with her class, and once and for all, we're going to get this decided on how we pronounce this. But the bottom line is...
The teacher's name or the tiles?
It may be both. I hope it's just the tiles. We're very excited that our students pursued, along with our teacher, Mrs. Amanda Fagola's help, tiles that are manufactured and harness and convert kinetic energy from footsteps to a sustainable energy source. And I mean, this technology is really phenomenal. We are the first in the United States to have it. And one student was quoted in an article I read saying, we're even before the White House. So very excited that we had it before the White House. So this evening, they will be here to do a presentation at our board meeting. And we're very excited about that. And by the way, our board meeting does begin at 6 p.m. this evening here in the Administration Center. And so these students will come in and talk about how they got this funded, where they got it from, and how it works. And we're very excited because it's a really cutting-edge technology that they pursued on their own, and I can't say enough about what an excellent endeavor this has been.
Well, essentially what it is as the students are walking on the tile, it's producing energy.
That is correct. And although it's not harnessing a lot of energy, it's really to research and study, and so I think it'll be just a very positive asset for those students in that class.
Well, I think it'd be neat to watch what happens when classes dismiss and all those kids are walking in the hallways. It's exciting as far as I'm concerned. So
yes,
that's pretty
right.
Neat. Now, is this part of the sustainable things that's going on?
Yes, it's another sustainable step venture. And again, it's anytime you start harnessing energy, that's a very positive in terms of when you talk about recycling, sustaining, right, and all of that. So we're very fortunate to have students who have pursued this.
And then you have something going on with a transition fair with Ivy Tech?
Yes, there is a transition fair, and that's really a nice event. And what it is that it's an opportunity for individuals with disabilities and their families to explore resources and services that are available during and after high school. And so this fair will be on April 1st from 4:30 to 7 at Ivy Tech, and a lot of our students participate, a lot of people in the community participate, and really families get to explore what kinds of opportunities their students with their disabilities can move into, again, during high school and after high school. So it's a very rewarding evening, and I think parents are really amazed at what opportunities they have available here in Bloomington.
We're speaking with Dr. Judy DeMuth, who's the superintendent of the MCCSC. And I've seen a lot of pictures in the paper of late of Lotus and kids involved, and something the Lotus is doing with the MCCSC.
Yes, you know, that is an unbelievable project. It actually is Friday the 27th through Saturday the 28th, and these folks come in, the Lotus Education and Art Foundation come in and actually set themselves up at Binford, and our students are able to participate in the fair on Friday, and they hear music from different countries and write their name in different languages, and then are also able to make crafts that they can take home. And then this is duplicated for the community on Saturday from 11 to 2, but setting it up on Friday in our school allows our fourth graders to attend the event and actually participate. So we really want to thank those folks for doing that.
Yeah, Lorraine Martin and Sonny Fast joined us yesterday morning to tell us all about that. So you can hear that interview if you'd like at WGCLradio.com. And just again, 20th year doing that. And we were surprised to hear that many of it. But Lotus is such a large part of our community, and Binford has all the action going on. And that's, as you mentioned, for the public coming up on Saturday morning. But again, a great time. And the interesting part, too, we asked, why did you choose fourth graders? And they said, and I thought this was really interesting, they said, well, they're just old enough to get it, and they're just old enough to try it without worried about having their friends laugh at them for doing it.
That's right.
So
absolutely.
I thought that was a very interesting angle to all of that. Our guest this morning is Dr. Judy DeMuth, the superintendent of MCCSE Schools. Keith, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Dr. DeMuth, summer school is coming up. And before you get into that, I saw that we're going to actually be training students to do some of the maintenance for other students on the computers that they'll all be getting in the fall.
Yes, you know, we're excited about that. We this summer will be offering a computer technology support course, and what that course will do is prepare our students and give them some certification to then monitor what we call like a kiosk situation in each of our high schools. So when each of our students have a computer and they're using it all day long, as you know, I mean, I don't know, but I can speak for myself. I'm at home, things happen. I can't get the thing to work. I can't explain it.
Hit it with a larger hammer.
Uh-huh. That's right. So what will happen is the student will then come down to the kiosk, turn their computer in. These students who have become then technologists actually go in and fix the computer. The student hands their computer in. They get another computer. They can continue on with their studies, and then hopefully by the end of the day pick their computer up and have their main computer back. So we're really trying to make sure that our students will always have their computer with them, and if theirs goes down, they'll have another one instantly while theirs is being repaired. So we're very excited about that, and these kids will get those certifications that really can help them later in life also.
You bet. And the rest of the summer school program, pretty routine?
Yes. We're going to actually expand summer school at the elementary school. So we'll have first, second, and third grade reading camp. Before we had second and third, and now we've added first. And then we're going to have a program for English learners that will actually be for second and third grade students to hopefully help them in their reading skills. And then we'll also have our virtual camp, which is both reading and math. And then the other half day is students can attend adventure camp, and actually they can attend either full day or half day, along with high school programming that really gives students a vast array of courses they can take and times that they can take it at.
Now, before we let you go, on Thursday you're going to be doing a report on the results of the referendum and how the community benefited from that at the Monroe County Public Library at 7 o'clock. What are you going to be talking about?
Well, it's really a good opportunity to kind of show them how we've put together what the money was expended on and what the gains were from those dollars. And then I'm going to really be asking them what I've forgotten. You know, what are the things that they're still wondering about or they have questions about, because we're early on in the process and we want to perfect what we're putting out to the public. And so this will give me a good time to kind of run through what we've put together and say, now, what else is it that we need to provide for our taxpayers so that they can take a really good look at, do I want to do this in the future? And of course, we certainly want them to support the referendum in the future.
And where can they find more information about that? Is the website a good spot to take a look?
Yes, we have a dashboard on the website. We try to keep that current, and we've listed our expenditures so they could get a lot of good information on the website.
Well, I hope everything goes well with your tiles tonight.
Thank you, and we'll learn how to say it at least.
Well, it's easier than putting a hamster wheel in every hallway, that's for sure. So we that is exciting, and that's really cool, and we hope to get caught up with you when the weather gets a little bit warmer. And as you mentioned, we hope we don't have any more delays or closings to worry about. But the key, school will be in session May 4th, Monday. May 4th, Monday. That is one of the keys we've learned this morning. Have a great meeting tonight. We'll get caught up with you down the road.
Thank you very much.